Prečo sú vaše fotografie také farebné?
I'm attracted to color. It's a natural gravitation.
Farba je pre mňa taká prirodzená gravitácia. Nerozmýšľam nad tým. Takto vidíte vy svet, tak farebne?
Maybe it's how I want to see my pictures, you know, I want to see an idea of the world.
Tak chcem vidieť svoje obrázky alebo obrazy, tak chcem vidieť svet.
We build the sets, you know, we create the scenes and I choose the colors that we paint things and I
My staviame scény, staviame tie kulisy, potom vyberám farby, ktoré sa mi tam páčia.
I'm attracted to the more colorful.
Som priťahovaný k farebnejšiemu.
I'm interested in communicating with people and the first step in communicating with people is getting their attention.
Aha, takže rád komunikujem s ľuďmi, to mám veľmi ráda. Prvý krok je získať ich pozornosť.
I started working in galleries when I was young.
Začal som pracovať v galériách, keď som bol mladý.
And then I started working for magazines.
Potom som robil pre časopisy.
And that when I started working for magazines, I said, well, I'm going to really blow this up. I'm going to make a big
A keď som začal robiť pre časopisy, tak som si povedal, že chcem robiť fakt veľké veci, veľké nejaké posolstvá ponúknuť.
And I did, and
a som
really,
to urobil.
I changed the way
Zmenil som spôsob
magazines looked and
ako časopisy vyzerali.
And people were very surprised.
A ľudia boli veľmi prekvapení.
I was very interested in getting them to stop.
Chcel som skrátka, aby ľudia namiesto toho listovania rýchleho ho zastavili na nejakej fotografii.
And maybe rip the picture out.
A možno si dokonca vytrhnúť ten obrázok.
I always felt that the magazine was like a gallery and they put it in their museum in the fridge.
Vždy som hovoril, že časopis je ako galéria, keď si ľudia vytrhnú obrázok, tak si ho dajú ako keby do múzea na chladničku. Ľudia si dávajú vždy na chladničku obrázky toho, ako by chceli vyzerať, keď nebudú jesť, čo je v chladničke.
Or put them on their wall.
Alebo na stenu potom. Okay. A viete niečo o koreňoch Andyho Warhola?
Yes.
Yes? Áno. Čo viete?
You know, his mother was Polish.
Jeho mama bola Polka a volala sa Warhola.
And he lived with his mom in a townhouse. She lived with him and
a
she
ona
helped
žila
him do his early commercial work when
a žili spolu. To je zaujímavé, lebo my si napríklad myslíme, že jeho mama je zo Slovenska. It's interesting because we think that his mother is from Slovakia. From here. Yes, áno, my si to myslíme.
Well, maybe she was.
Možno, že bola.
But she was a babuška.
Babuška, tak jej hovoril.
I had a mother from this. My mom was from Lithuania.
Moja mama bola z Litvy.
You know, that was during the war, she was a refugee.
A cez vojnu utekli.
So Andy and I had that in common.
Takže toto sme mali vlastne spoločné s Andym, že sme vlastne boli z utečeneckých rodín. Toto je prvýkrát, čo ste v oblasti, povedzme, také východnejšej Európy.
Yes, I've been to Prague, but I haven't been here.
Bol som v Prahe, ale nebol som tu.
Last night we ate in a UFO.
A minule sme jedli v UFO, teda na Novom moste. And
it was exciting, but I really like to have a pirogi and some
Mal som pirohy a halušky. A tak sme skončili zase u halušiek. So that's where we started and where we're ending.
Perfect.
So, takže ďakujem veľmi pekne a želám veľa halušky. I thank you very much and I wish you a lot of halušky in your life.
Thank you very much.
No,
not too much of this.
Not too much, okay. A little, and a bit of pirohy.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, a trošku pirohov. Toto bol David LaChapelle.